You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
So it's been said that your thoughts lead to your feelings lead to your actions, and your actions lead to results. Guys, my name is Alex Pardo. I'm the host of the Flip Empire Show. This is episode 731. And on today's podcast episode, there's several things I want to share with you. Things that I've really been conscious of, things that I've really been diving deeper into as a result of the momentum and the energy and the things that have been involved in over the course of the last really 30 days in 2024. It's brought a lot of awareness and it's brought up a lot of things inside of me that I want to kind of share with you on today's podcast, because sometimes I think that if I'm going through something, if I'm dealing with something, if I'm thinking about something, then many of you might be going through or feeling or in a season where you're in the same place and you can relate. And if you're not, then you might be there at some point in the future. And maybe this is a reference that you can come back to help you or to kind of guide you through anything that you might be experiencing or going through in your life and business. And that's really one of the things I'm extremely grateful for about this platform, about podcasting, is that hopefully this content will be evergreen and just live on forever. And you guys can always plug in when you need a source of inspiration, when you need some insight, hopefully some wisdom, and when you want to maybe potentially hear a different perspective. So with that being said, I started this episode by saying thoughts lead to feelings, feelings lead to action, and then actions lead to result, because I have just been much more in tune with my energy, right? Whether it's positive or otherwise, I've been in tune with my language patterns, right? And one of the things I want to encourage you with just right off the jump on this podcast episode is to spend some time, make sure that every single day you're carving out time to spend in solitude. For some of you, that could be prayer. For others, that might be a form of meditation. For some, that could be what I call think walks, right? Like just going out, unplugging from your device, unplugging from your phone, from social media, from email, and just allowing the downloads to happen. For me, I call them downloads by God. And as a result of going through this process and being more in tune with my thoughts, how I'm feeling, potentially what makes me anxious, what makes me excited. If I'm being honest with you, just recently I went through a little stretch where I was feeling overwhelmed, and being able to admit that here on the podcast hasn't always been the easiest thing. And now I'm doing so because I truly believe that any type of progress first begins with truth. It begins with a level of awareness, and it begins with being truthful with yourself about where you might be lacking or what you might be chasing in order to fill something that is broken or is empty, right? And like I said, as a result of just some of the solitude time, whether it's time in the Word or going out on a walk, thinking, having conversations with some people, I've gotten so much more in tune with my energy and the things I'm thinking about. And that has inspired me to share some of these thoughts with you on episode 731 here on this podcast, because as a result of me being more acutely aware of these things that I'm thinking, it's now what I'm hearing from others, right? And I realize that sometimes we get into these routines and we follow a certain pattern that many times, oftentimes doesn't serve us, is not in alignment with the things that we want, is not in alignment with the type of people and the growth that we're after, right? If you're listening to this podcast, we share a lot in common, and you're listening to this not to hear my voice, but you're listening to this because you want a certain level of growth. I think that's fair to assume. And I have now been in tune with hearing things coming out of people's mouths that resonate with me or that aren't in alignment with what I want. I'll give you an example. I have three or four examples I want to share with you. I was recently at a kind of like a men's Bible meeting, right? Like think of like a mini retreat, but it was like a 2 or 3 hour meeting. And a good friend of mine was sharing a story, and he talks about the difference between working out and training, right? It's a subtle shift, but the mindset is completely different, right? So as an example, do you say, hey, let's go work out, or hey, I'm going to go work out, which is a one-time thing, like you're going to go work out, versus, hey, I'm training, right? Like what does training imply? It's long-term, it's lifestyle. So that's just a small, simple example of when you become aware of your thoughts, when you become aware of your language patterns, when you start to thought audit, when you start to word audit, you become much more aware of a certain mindset that you may or may not have, right? And so when he said that, because I'm so in tune with listening to people and just filtering, I was like, wow, what an interesting and powerful shift in mindset, the difference between working out and training. Another one is, in fact, I just said it, just to be very, very honest, it's Friday afternoon and I have passed my deadline with my team on recording the podcast episode and getting that into the queue so that it gets released Monday morning, February 5th. And I pride myself in almost 8 years, since June 6, 2016, I have never missed a podcast episode where it's gotten released on a Monday, at least to my knowledge. I just shared with my wife before I came in the office and I set everything up to record. I said, oh, I have to record a podcast. And then I immediately stopped myself. I said, no, I get to record a podcast. There's such a huge difference in the way that you operate, the way that you go about whatever it is you're setting out to accomplish, whether it's recording a podcast episode, starting a business, closing a deal, building a relationship. It's the mindset behind it. It's the intention. It's the heart behind which you're approaching something. But you're only going to be aware of that if you're thought auditing, word auditing, if you're in tune with your energy, if you're in tune with what it is you're after, the clarity, right? So it's so important. Tony Robbins, who I've referenced a lot on this podcast throughout the years, you know, I think is the one that said, life, is it happening to you or for you? Might sound the same, but it's not. It's a shift. As another example, because all these things are coming to mind for me, I was having a conversation with a really close friend of mine, and I was kind of sharing with him the season I'm in right now of business and the opportunities that are coming my way and the shifts and the different things I'm thinking through. And asking myself, is this the direction I should be going in? Is this what I need to double down on? And they shared with me, they said, you know, pray that God's will is your desire. They said, pray that God's will is your desire. And I thought it was so, so powerful. And then I was sharing that with another friend. And what they heard was, pray that my desire is God's will. And notice the differences between the two. One is praying that God's will is my desire, versus praying that my desires are God's will. It might sound the same. It's a slight shift in words, in the arrangement of words in the sentence, but the meaning is completely different. So think about, what is the meaning that you are giving things, right? What are you attaching meaning to as far as the things you say, the things you think of? Is it serving you, or is it pulling you away from everything you want? Is there a misalignment, right? So I really think the inspiration behind this show hopefully is to challenge you to be more in tune with what it is you're thinking about, how you're communicating, because we're responsible for our communication, right? And there's not a lot that we can control, in my opinion, but we can certainly control what we think about, how we react to something. Are we acting or are we reacting? How we communicate what we're feeling. I'll give you another example, and then I'm going to shift and transition into the last part of this episode that I want to kind of share with you is, if there's children around that might be sensitive to, I don't even want to call it colorful language. It's language we often hear, right? But if there's children around, might want to like pause, put them aside. But how often do we hear from people? And I can only speak for myself, but I would imagine that you've heard this before. When you ask somebody, hey, how you doing? And they say, same shit, different day, right? Like, think about the mindset that person must be in to respond in that way. And for them, it might be unconscious. Maybe that's just how they're used to responding. Or it could be because they're just in such a bad place. That's how they feel. Same shit, different day. But when you think about like the fact that tomorrow they might not have a day, and how might that be, right? So you start to think about the shift. Like, one of the things I often say is, when people ask me is, how are you? I say, I'm blessed. And I notice that sometimes that catches people off guard, right? Because what's the routine answer? Oh, I'm good. I'm okay. What are some other things that people say when they say, how are you doing? Good. It's like blah. It's like there's no level of excitement and gratitude that comes in that response. It becomes such, what's the word I'm looking for? The response when you're asked that is just, it's given very little thought, when that response can be, I'm blessed. I'm amazing. I couldn't be better. So I want to encourage you guys, you don't have to fake till you make it. Like, I don't subscribe to that line of thinking. I do understand why people say that. And I do see that, think that there might be some value in that for some people. But if you're not feeling great, and if you're in a bad place, you don't have to BS that response. I want to encourage you that the mindset behind it and the heart, your intentionality behind how you show up and how you operate, despite what you might be going through, despite the challenges, the struggles, whether they be financial, relational, business, health, anything else, I think the heart and intentionality behind it really, really matters. Again, oftentimes it's less about what you say, and many times it's about how you say it. And kind of circling all this back to one of the things I said at the beginning of the podcast is progress begins with truth. It begins with being honest with yourself. I've been challenged recently to just really be a truth teller and a truth seeker. And despite the fact that I've always felt I have been, it's like just being brutally, brutally honest. And there's freedom in that. There's freedom in knowing that when you tell the truth and you share your heart, that yeah, you might turn some people off. I might be doing that in this very instance with this podcast. And I'm okay with that. Like there's freedom in that because you're going to attract your tribe and you're going to repel the ones who are not. And that's perfectly cool. Like you're not meant to be for everybody. But hopefully this is landing with you. I'm reading this book now. Well, in the spirit of being a truth teller and a truth seeker, reading isn't the right word. I'm listening on Audible to a recent book that came out by some of my favorite authors, Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan, called 10X is Easier Than 2X. These are the same authors from, obviously, Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach and Benjamin Hardy from Gap Versus Gain, Who Not How, books that I've referenced on this podcast throughout the years that have had a big impact on me. Phenomenal book. Highly recommend it. 10X is Easier Than 2X. And it's just gotten me thinking differently. And I think that's the power of thought auditing, right? Being aware of the information that you're putting inside your head, whether it's the show you're watching on Netflix, the book you're reading, the person you've decided to hang out with, the communities you've decided to be a part of or decided not to be a part of, right? It's all important. So just be aware, I think, is the ultimate takeaway of this podcast. Don't be like that leaf that just sometimes it's a windy day. You see a leaf out there just kind of blowing in the air, going wherever the wind wants to take it. Don't let life be the wind. And don't be the leaf that's going in a direction that you don't even know. Like, operate with some urgency, operate with some focus, with some clarity, with some intentionality, and just be aware that while you might want to go in a certain direction, certain path, be okay with that looking a little bit differently. And then asking yourself the challenge, right? Especially if you're a man or woman of faith, is, are you praying or do you want God's will to be your desire, right? So, as a final kind of bonus thing, I want to share with you, and this is purely selfish. I think it'll help you, by the way, if you decide to do this, but I'm putting this out there because I have had the intention to do this for the last several days and I haven't. So I have a journal that I've just shown on the screen that was gifted to me by a friend, and I'm going to leave it next to my bed every night. And one of the things that I heard that I'm like, I commit to do that. And now I'm sharing this with you as me putting myself out there and just kind of keeping myself accountable to do this. Something very simple, but I think it'll be a deposit in myself. And if you decide to do it, I think it's going to be a deposit in you that can yield some fruit. Is at the end of each day, is write down the three things that went well that day, and then the three things that you intend to accomplish tomorrow and or that will go well. And go with me on a journey here for the next 30 days. And let's do that every single night, right? I'll commit to you. I'll be honest with you. Obviously, I'm going to be on here in a week kind of sharing with you. I'm going to do it every single day. And if you fall, it's okay, pick it right back up. And that's gonna be my challenge for you, is write down at the end of each day, what are the three things that went well? And what are the three things you intend to accomplish the next day or that you believe will go well? And I think this is an exercise that can be very powerful for many reasons, but one of which, to tie it to the content and really the topic of today's show, is that it's gonna force you to really think more about your day and think about the following day, the next day, versus just kind of waking up and getting into the routine and the patterns that we often get into, whether it be what we actually do, like physically in our life and business, or whether it's our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our language, the words we use. So be intently and acutely aware of all these things. And I think in order to do so, you're going to have to be present. So if anything, this is going to help you practice being present where you're at, right? Because Dan Sullivan, who I just referenced, you know, he says, where you are is where you're supposed to be, right? Where you are is where you're supposed to be. So hopefully my thoughts weren't too scattered here. I wanted to kind of share with you some of the things I've really been thinking through. And I look forward to connecting with you. By the way, I have been on a journey for the last 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks, where I have been personally working with some pretty awesome people who are on their journey to get their first self-storage facility within the next 6 to 12 months. I'm super grateful that I'm working with some people right now that are well on their way and we're already seeing some progress, we're seeing some momentum. So here's what I want to share with you. I only have room for three more people. This isn't some like BS, like a scarcity and urgency type of marketing thing. That's not it at all. It's a one-on-one type situation. So it really is a max of six people. I'm currently working with three, so I have three spots left. If you want to personally work with me one-on-one so that I can pour into you and give you everything I have, help you acquire, close on your first self-storage facility within 6 to 12 months, shoot me a text, put the word storage deal, 305-318-6213. 305-318-6213. And I look forward to hopping on a Zoom with you and connecting, kind of letting you know what it looks like, how it works. And if I feel like it'd be a good fit, then I'll extend an invite to work with me. So guys, with that being said, have an awesome, awesome week. Reach out if I can serve or support you in any way and share this episode, right? Rate, review the podcast. That's fuel to a podcaster. It really, really helps spread the message. But either way, just keep coming back and plugging in, all right? So I'll connect with you on the next one. Take care, my friend. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.